present time, there are close to 30,000 children in the Czech Republic whose parents are serving time in prison. Due to the country's legislation and rooted prejudices, family bonds are severed in the worst possible way. The maximum time these children are allowed to spend with their jailed parent is 3 hours a month. The less fortunate ones are simply told that mummy or daddy went away. The Czech Helsinki Committee is fighting to improve these children's lot, arguing that the restrictions in place can do irreparable damage. I spoke to Monika Bunžová of the Czech Helsinki Committee about the NGO's Invisible Children campaign.
We are trying to highlight this issue of children of imprisoned parents. Because we have seen that no one really cares in Czech Republic about these children.
In what way, when you say that nobody cares about them, in what way are these children living with their grandparents, or are they in orphanages?
They live with the grandparents, or they are in foster care. But this doesn't matter. It means that we are only one organization in Czech Republic, which are trying to provide for these children visits in a prison. Because if the grandparents or someone who is taking care of the kid doesn't want for the kid to meet with their parents in a prison, the child doesn't have a chance to meet with his parents. So this is the problem, that they cannot see the parents if the person who is taking care of the kid doesn't want it.
How many children does this concern, and how much of their parents do they see on average?
We don't really know. There is no such a research that we can really say the number, but we think that it's about 30,000 children in Czech Republic. And from the law, they have the right to see their parents, or the person in a prison have the right to have the visits in a prison for 3 hours a month.
So if these children are lucky, they see their parents for 3 hours a month, but many of them are not. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's right.
And how are you helping?
We are trying at least provide for them these 3 hours time with their parents, so they can spend this time in really good environment. We bring some toys, we provide the food, we are trying the set things as possible as in a family background or in some nice place. But it's very difficult in a prison, as you can imagine.
Do you often have problems with people who are looking after them, such as their grandparents? Is there a general feeling that children should not be taken to prison?
Yes, of course, of course. These people, it's very difficult also for them, the situation. Sometimes it happens that they don't want to bring the kids to see the mother because they think that the mother did something really bad. And it's basically because maybe the person also hurt these grandparents or the people who take care of the kids. So there may be many things, but basically they don't want it. They don't want it.
Do you have a hard time getting permission to take the children to a prison then to see their mother or father?
Well, usually if we speak with these people, we take the time, and after a while they see that it's very good for the kids to keep the relationship with the parents, that it's not really good for them for 7 or 8 years not to see their parents. So after, when they realize that it's so important, they usually say yes, and they will to bring the kids.
What about the management of jailhouses or the justice ministry? Are you not doing anything to increase the number of hours that these children are allowed to come into contact with their parents? Because 3 hours is surely not enough per month.
That's true, but that's the problem, that no one cares. No one's trying to change it. So we started this project 2007, and from the time, it's not a very long time, but we are trying to improve what we found out, and we will try to also in some way to do the lobby and to try to change the law, because it's very, very difficult situation for the kids and also for the parents and for the families.
Are you getting help from child psychologists? What do child psychologists say about this?
Yes, yes, they are. They are also going with the kids for these good visits, as we call them, good visits. They are also present with them, also the mediator and a social worker.
So basically, part of what you're trying to do is educate the public as well.
Of course, yes, yes.
You have just presented a new book that's just out. It's called Mummies in Jail.
Yes.
It's to help children understand and come to terms with what has happened to mm-hmm. one or both of their parents. Can you explain what the book is about?
Yeah, we have just published it newly this week, and it's a colored book for children. And basically, on one side, it's a boy, and his name is Honzik, and he's spending some time at home and at school, and it's describing his time, what he's doing. And on the other side of the page is what his mom doing in a prison. So basically, on one side, Honzik is in a school doing homework, and on the other side is mom in a prison doing some job in the prison. So this is how we are trying to help the people who are taking care of the kids to show what happened with their mom.
Do these children get any help at all in coming to terms with what has happened as a rule?
Not really, not really. In some other countries, they have covered these issues that Austria, if really something bad case happened, they care of all family, also for the kids, for the other people, and when they put the other one into the prison. But in Czech Republic, we don't have such a service, so no one cares of the rest of the family.
So basically, the children are simply left in the hands of someone willing to take care of them, and
yes.
nobody helps them in any way to understand why their mum is suddenly missing from their lives.
I don't want to say that no one. I think that the grandparents or someone who stay with the child for these few days, when they figure out what will the children do if it will go to foster care or if it stay with the grandparents, I think that they will explain to it what happened. But it's not anything professional that these people know what really they have to say or how to explain to these little children.
And as you say, in many cases, they're ashamed to actually talk about it, maybe.
Yes, sometimes it happens. We find out many cases that they don't say to the kids what happened. They said that mommy left, or they said that mommy, she didn't want to live with us anymore. They don't say the truth, usually, because they don't want to hurt the kid, or they think that the child won't understand, that he's too small to understand what happened.
Obviously, you're, this is an uphill task for you.
Yes.
You say that you've been working on it since 2007.
Yes.
What would you consider to be your biggest achievement over the past years? And in an ideal world, how would you like to see things work?
Well, we would like to see that some other organizations will join us and try to help these kids, or we will be very happy if we see the change in the laws, because also as we spoke about the law to visit in a prison for 3 hours, it's not enough. And also the environment, we would like to educate the people who are in a prison how they should behave in front of the kids if they come to visit their parents, because sometimes there are not very comfortable situations for the kids.
Your biggest achievement in this respect so far is the 3 hours that you give children with their parents.
Yes, yes. Also, it depends on how much money we have. And if we have enough money, we can provide a lot of visits. But if we don't, it's a very expensive thing to these visits. It costs one visit for 5 kids in one prison for 5 mothers. It's around 20,000 crowns. And the most expensive is the logistical way of the transport. Because the kids are usually on the other side of Czech Republic than where is the prison. So it's very difficult to bring them to the prison, and it's a very expensive thing. So we would be also happy if in some way this can change, that they will put the parents somewhere closer to their family in a prison.
Monika Bunjová of the Czech Helsinki Committee talking to Daniela Lazarová in this week's edition of Panorama.